emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you once again to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from Guangzhou City in China. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the director and host of Radio Biafra. And by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you. As always, we remind you that we broadcast across every time zone, and for that reason, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. Radio Biafra is listened to and received in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every community, in every hamlet, in every family, as long as you are in possession of any internet-enabled device, you will and you shall receive Radio Biafra. We welcome you. This is the voice projecting the hopes, the aspirations, the pain, the suffering of the Biafran people to all ends of the earth. We are here to broadcast the truth and nothing but the truth. That God may save us from the hands of our enemies. That enemy is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It is a contraption created many decades ago. It is not of God. It wasn't created by God. God created Biafra. A man named Frederick Lugard created this contraption, this disgrace to humanity called Nigeria. And we are here to render it asunder. And the way we are going to do that is by extricating Biafra and what is left of it from the geopolitical contraption created by those without our interest at heart, created by those who are intent on destroying our way of life, our value system, and our culture, that has given way to all manner of evil to pervade in our lives, including kidnapping, women selling their children, the rape of our mothers, everything that you can imagine that is abominable, that is abhorrent, both in the sight of man and God, obtains in that very place. And that is why we are here, to make sure we put right what has gone wrong. And to do this evening, today's date is the 9th of September, is that correct? If you are in London in the Western Hemisphere, if you are in Biafra land, it is still the 8th. And the time now is approximately 4 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning in China. In Biafra land, it is 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. And also in London, where Radio Biafra is headquartered. We are on tour of the Asian side of the world. We are on tour of the East, where the sun rises from. We have been to Malaysia, we have been to Thailand, we are now in China. We are proceeding to the Philippines. From there we'll go to Indonesia, and then from there we'll go to China before returning to London. And then something very important will happen, though we cannot announce it on the air. We are working tirelessly hard. Our enemies should be seriously worried, because we tell them before we come. The reason why we warn our enemies before we do anything is so that others may not create and come out and say, oh, we've been doing something secretly behind you didn't know about. No. We tell you something, we do it. Because we are dear friends. And more importantly, 1967 to 70 is not 2015. Whereas Okoko Ondem was broadcasting Voice of Biafra from London is home. Our studio is in the secret. Nobody should tell me anything behind my back. Call the air. Because they told me something and I didn't do it. We want to find out which part of the USA that happened, where and by whom. Not only are we going to get Biafra, we're going to get it in truth and honesty. This same Biafra we are talking about is being piloted by people who are incorruptible. We speak the truth. That's our only crime. We speak the truth, and on this truth we must stand and die if need be. We are not relenting. When our enemies see us, they run away. When our enemies see us, they become frightened. Each evening you will come to www.radiobiafra.co, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, and beliehumanrights.org. Our number remains the same for China, which I read out to you in a short while. It's on the top right-hand corner of your screen, of your mobile, of your tablet, or any device you're listening to us with this very morning or evening, depending on where you are on this planet. If you're in the USA, it is afternoon. On the east side, if you're on the western side, it is even morning, around past 11 a.m. if you're in San Francisco. This is your radio station, supported by the listening public. People in this room contribute money to support this radio station. This is the only thing that binds all Biafrans together. This is the only thing we have, as in commonality. Nothing else. Every industry built by Dr. M.I. Opara and Mbakwe are all gone. None of them is in existence. everything that brings or binds people together all disappeared. But we have Radio Biafra thanks to God. Not by our own making that we can come to China of all places and broadcast. Because they know we are truthful people. Because they know we are here to disseminate the survival of our people. If we don't survive, they will kill us off. Igbo language will die. This very rich culture that represents the Hebraic race in that part of the world will disappear. We don't want that to happen. That is why we are here. Barrister Mamezu, I'm coming to you. Please, you will acknowledge our listeners. Very, very distinguished. In various capacities all over the world listening this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Please, go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me? I don't think he can. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. Please, Chidera, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead and acknowledge our listeners. Please, before Barrister comes in, there may be problems with his lines. Oh, yeah. Please, go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, distinguished listeners of this radio station. I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, even good night to some of you. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee, United States. Please, do stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Let us see if Barrister, are you with me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, for some reason he can't. We'll now start by going around very, very quickly. Please give us your name and where you come from, please, one after the other. Please, starting from my left.
Good morning from China. Good afternoon. Good evening, all the people of Biafra. We are back again in the studio here in China. We are welcoming you into the edition. Give us your ears. Stay tuned. Once again, my name is Onunkwato Ochukwu from Anambra State Water Local Government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, very, very quickly.
Good morning, everybody. Was on the car from Africa, North Nigeria, and
thank you very much. I like the sound of your voices. It sounds very rich and very deep. In that vein, go ahead.
Good morning from China. Good evening and good afternoon, my fellow Biafrans. I'm Kachuku from Obu Autonomous Community in Nigeria.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Uchechukwu Aleka from Imo State, Oruluka Government.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafran. My name is Onwuka Emmanuel. I'm from Abia State, Ebem Ohafia.
Thank you.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidi Ekayam. I hail from Umuduru, Anore, in Oru East Local Government area, Olu Imo State. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Good morning, my people of Biafra. You are welcome once again today. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Martin Ekemezie from Amazuno, Alondi Izuok, Idato Local Government, Imo State. You are welcome once again.
Go ahead, please, go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all over the world. My name is Odnaka Ozoma. I hail from Olu Local Government in Imo State. We are here, we gather here today to support the nationalism movement of Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Please, we want to know if there are any difficulties that we may restart again. We want to test to make sure we are getting signals from London that there is a bit of a problem, that the feed is cracking. Please, Barrister Mamezu, if you can please check that the feed where you are is correct, that there is no crack in what we are presenting, please. We will be very, very grateful if you can go back and check your feed, please, and make sure that it's okay, because Uche is reporting that there is a problem, there is a slight problem with the line, and we want to make sure that that isn't the case. Please, if you can do that, we'll be very, very grateful. Please continue.
We welcome you all, Biafrans, all over the world, wherever you may be, to today's edition. My name is McDonald Amefuloke. I'm from Uli in Ihalugu Government Area, Anambra State of Biafra Land. Welcome to today's edition and stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, the good people of Biafra. My name is Ndoko Nyawusi from Okija in Ihara Local Government. Stay tuned and you listen to us in this Biafra station.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra all over the world. I say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Uche Steven. I hail from Okpo Uechiora in Arichukwu LGA, Abia State. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is how to say it complete.
Where you hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, the people of Biafra. My name is Brighton Joy from Isalambani, from Imo State, Isalambani Local Government. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all people of Biafra and friends of Biafra. My name is Bro Okuduri Christian Aneke. I'm from Enugu State in Ujoka Government Area.
Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Shukuma Olusa. I'm from Awodome in Enugu State. I welcome you to our today's edition. Please stay tuned.
Thank you.
Good morning from China, all the friends of Biafrans, and also the enemies of Biafrans, wherever you are. My name is Brother Okuduri Joseph Uden. I'm from Enugu State with the local government from Afa Town. Pay attention and listen to Radio Biafran. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Good morning from China. And good evening, good day to every one of Biafran people all over the world. Welcome to today's edition of live broadcast from Guangzhou, China. You are welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, the wonderful people of Biafra. Welcome you for today's edition as we proceed. My name is Brother Kinsley Namchi. I'm from Okpo Funkan East Local Government Area in Enugu State. The main boy is wherever you are. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Good morning from China. Good evening to other countries. I hail from Osuka in Enugu State, yes. Biafra Land.
Thank you.
People of Biafra and even friends of Biafra, I wish you all well. Please give us your ear and stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Is that, have we gone?
Good
down?
Morning.
Yes, go ahead.
The great Biafran people. My name is Chukwu Chigozie. I'm from Israela Ite, Osni Itembesen. I welcome you all to today's edition. Stay tuned and be happy with us. Thank you.
Yes, only our enemies will be sad. Our enemies will be sad because we speak the truth. Do we have any other person left? Have we gone round now? Everybody has spoken. Thank you very, very much. Please, Barrister Mamezu, are you in any way, shape, or form able to confirm that our streaming is clear and uninterrupted, please?
Yes, sir. Director, earlier it was cracky, it was a bit obstructive, but now it is very, very clear and sound.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. By way of recap, we reintroduce our program by saying that this is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the entire humanity from Guangzhou City in China under the auspices of Biafrans in China. That is our name in this country. Those who are responsible for the management of our affairs here are the Consultative Council under the able leadership of our dear brother Tochukwu Onunkwo. Is that correct? Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the director and host of Radio Biafra, and by his grace, the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we welcome everybody back once again. We must also say, in our usual style, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, because Radio Biafra is listened to across every time zone on this earth. Wherever you find Biafrans, you will find Radio Biafra there. The reason why we exist is to seek the restoration of the sovereignty of the people of Biafra in truth and in honesty. We are here to ensure that the prediction of the United States of America will come to pass, because they said that Nigeria cannot survive 2015. We love the Americans so much, the government, not the Igbo people living there, we must make it very clear. We love the government of the United States of America, we don't want to disappoint them. We want to ensure that their prediction comes to pass. In that vein, therefore, we make bold to proclaim that our mission is just. What we seek is freedom. We are either going to get this Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. And if that is the option that faces us, Nigeria will cease to exist. Everything in it will be burnt down. God knows, and God will bear us witness. For we are not going to relent. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender, because Biafra is our heritage. We were there even before Britain itself was created. We cannot be subjugated. We cannot be subsumed in this folly called Nigeria. Nigeria is a zoological republic. We don't want anything to do with it. We seek its end. The sooner it ends, the better, because as soon as Nigeria ends, Boko Haram and their mayhem will stop. Nigeria represents death, retrogression, backwardness, disease, hunger, prostitution, child trafficking, human trafficking, corruption at a scale unimaginable anywhere else on this earth. That is why we need to put it out of its misery. It has passed its sell-by date. Nigeria is a diseased, crumbling empire presided over by men who are not intelligent enough to understand the basic governing principles of economics. That is why they cannot run a country. These are baboons in charge of a zoo, because Nigeria is indeed a zoo. Chidera, you will give us the news. First of all, the headlines and accompanying news summary, please, on this day, the 9th of September 2013, from here in China. In Biafra land, it is the 8th of September. In London, also the same. Please proceed, because the world is waiting to hear from us. Go ahead.
The news headline: Nigerian baby factories bring profits and pain. General Alabi Isama, no peace in Nigeria's 63 years of Hausa and Igbo rulership. Ex-militants declare Atiku persona non grata in Niger Delta. Former Governor Sheikh Kayo of Kano said President Jonathan has failed. African Archbishop Most Reverend Kato's wife was kidnapped in Port Harcourt. And lastly, police select Baraje's PDP faction secretary. The news in detail. The proprietor of Nigeria's Moonlight Maternity Clinic was not interested in discussing allegations that he sells newborn babies, with boys fetching higher prices than the girls. I have nothing to say to you, Ben Abudache, a stout 74-year-old, told AFP at the small dimly lit clinic with concrete floors tucked between commercial shops in the southeastern city of Enugu. I can't just have people coming in and asking questions. Dr. Abudachi, whose medical credentials are under question, had his clinic raided in July after a three-month sting operation in which the security forces discovered a so-called baby factory. We had our people posing as if they wanted to buy a child, Nigeria Civil Defense Corps NCDC spokesman Denny Wuchuku told AFP. Police had separately stormed his home in May, where they discovered the babies were also for sale. The factories are usually small facilities, parading as private medical clinics that house pregnant women and offer their children for sale. In some cases, young women have allegedly been held against their will and raped, with their newborns sold on the black market. A former Principal General Staff Officer, PGSO, of the Nigerian Army and Chief of Staff of 3 Marine Commando Division during the 1967-1970 Nigeria-Biafra War, Brigadier General Godwin Alabi Sama, is a reporter's delight anytime. He confesses his views with passion and emotion, not minding whose ox is gored. He was at his best, literally, shooting from the hips during a visit to the corporate headquarters of Vanguard in Apapa, Lagos. In a two-hour chat with Vanguard senior editors on his book, The Tragedy of Victory, on the sport account of the Nigeria-Biafra War in the Atlantic Theater, the Civil War hero made startling comments that are bound to raise dust and generate controversy in the polity. For instance, he said that the northern and eastern Nigeria have jointly been ruling the country since independence in 1960, and Nigeria has not known peace. There was no pogrom against the Igbo during the war. Biafra would not have lost the war if her military leaders had been tactically disciplined and prosecuted the war professionally, and that Nigeria neglects her heroes and heroines. He said that the problem of Nigeria is disloyalty, not corruption. Obasanjo lied in his book, My Command. The first 1966 coup is not an Igbo coup, but it ruined Nigeria. A daughter Igbo by paternal lineage, but a Yoruba from Northerner via maternal links, Alabi Sama said God has destined Nigeria to be one country, and those trying to dismember the nation labor in vain. He prayed that Nigerians should not witness another war because people are now very vicious. Former Vice President Atiku Abubakar has been declared a persona non grata by leaders of ex-militants in the Niger Delta for threatening to stop the re-election of President Goodluck Jonathan in 2015, and spearheading the breakup of the People's Democratic Party, PDP. The former warlords, drawn from all 9 states of the Niger Delta, made the declaration after a meeting under the aegis of the Leadership, Peace and Cultural Development Initiative, LPCDI, in Yenagoa, the capital of Bayelsa State, yesterday. They said it is unfortunate that Atiku, who has benefited so much from the Niger Delta's crude oil and gas, is leading dissidents in a political coup against the first southerner to ever ascend the seat of President of Nigeria. We are aware of his vast business interests in the Niger Delta, and we are warning him in his own interest to stay off the region. He cannot be enjoying our oil money and at the same time use the same money to fight against the owners of the oil. They added, what we thought we would be hearing from the North was how the federal government would implement the spirit and letters of the amnesty program. Former Kano State Governor Malam Ibrahim Shekau yesterday took a critical appraisal of the current administration and asked Nigerians to brace up to the challenges of unseating President Goodluck Jonathan come 2015. Shekau spoke just as the interim national chairman of the All Progressive Congress, APC, Chief Bisi Akande gave indications that the substantive national leaders of the party would likely emerge in January 2014. Shekau spoke at a conference organized by the Movement for Better Future and Democratic Emancipation Movement in Kaduna. He said Jonathan has failed woefully and does not deserve re-election in 2016. The Anglican Archbishop of the Niger Delta North Diocese, the Most Reverend Ignatius Kati, and his wife Beatrice, were on Friday night kidnapped close to Port Harcourt in what the Rivers State government called the latest evidence of the deteriorating security in the state under Police Commissioner Mbu Joseph Mbu. The couple were abducted at Alito Eleme, the bishop's hometown, at about 11:30 p.m. The wife was later abandoned in the couple's car while the abductors went away with the clergy. He is the second highest ranking official of the Church of Nigeria, being next to the primate, Dr. Nicholas Oko. Kati and wife were on their way to Port Harcourt when the kidnappers struck near the two LMA refinery and the Indorama LMA petrochemical company. The PDP leadership crisis claimed its first casualty yesterday. The proposed secretariat of the Abubakar Barde faction was sealed off by armed policemen. The security agents brandished an order of the Federal High Court Abuja, obtained on Friday. The same day, elders of the party, including ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, ex-military ruler General Ibrahim Babangida, the chairman of the PDP Board of Trustees, Chief Tony Anemi, and two former national chairmen of the party, Chief Barnabas Gemade and Dr. Amadu Ali, met with the two factions in the dispute in Abuja to set the tone for the resolution of the crisis. The Barde faction, which was still severing the court's refusal to grant the request of the Tocco group to restrain it from parading itself as representatives of the party, denounced the seal-off of its secretariat as the height of impunity. It said it was designed to break the spirit of its members, but vowed that the plan would fail. That's the news of today, 8th of September, AD 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dera, for that. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra, if you're joining us. If you wish to participate in our programming, all you need to do is to please advise your friends and your family. Please message them. Use WhatsApp. Use BlackBerry. Use any social media platform you are on. You can go to Facebook and post it on your wall. Tell them to please stampede their way to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. Tell them there that the truth will be preached tonight. Not broadcasted, but preached. Because in keeping with the traditions of the zoo, in keeping with the way that news is reported in that country, because what Isama Alabi is saying today is the reason why we have Radio Biafra. People don't understand the meaning and importance of media. If you allow your enemies to write your history, you are finished. We are going to look at what this man is talking about this evening and to give the world a clearer perspective, a better understanding as to what transpired during the war between Biafra and Nigeria, a war between light and darkness, where darkness prevailed because we were sinful. Where darkness prevailed because the entire world did not quite realize how diminished, how retarded the mindset of the Hausa Fulani ruling oligarchy is. Today we are going to lay that bare for the whole world to hear. They cannot see us, they will hear. But very soon they shall see us. Because this is Radio Biafra. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Our app is out. The next will be television. Before this year runs out, our TV will be out. There is nothing we say we are going to do that we are not going to fulfill. The reason why you need media, go and tell people when they say, why Radio Biafra? Tell the idiots asking. Those who are not educated enough to understand that what people read stays with them for life. That Radio Biafra is on the air to refute claims by these people. This man called Isama Alabi is today telling us that there was no pogrom. You see how people can lie blatantly, Yoruba people who are cowardly. These people conquered by Benin people, conquered by Hausa Fulani people. A race that is not known for their bravery. A race that have not fought any set-piece battle in their life. Telling us that we lost the war because of ineptitude with our tactical command. Talking nonsense, Yoruba man. We'll deal with him. One after the other, we shall deal with them. This man is telling us that, even telling us that God created Nigeria. Isama Alabi has forgotten the name of the man that created Nigeria. His name is Frederick Lugard. Isama Alabi cannot tell us today who created the Oduduwa people. Because God did, not man. That is how you know empires. When you talk about the Kanem Bruno Empire, when you talk of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, when you talk of the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, when you talk of the Holy Roman Empire, when you talk of the British Empire, when you talk about any empire on this planet, that empire was created by man. And that is why every empire, watch it from the inception of history, always comes to pass. Because they are not organic enough to sustain cohabitation between people of divergent value system, divergent traditions, and divergent cultures. Never, ever, ever. Isama Alabi is when we warned you and said that every week there must be somebody talking about the disintegration of the country because of what Radio Biafra is doing. Today is his turn. They didn't go to his house. He went to Vanguard. And Vanguard newspapers published this nonsense. That there was no pogrom. That there was no pogrom. In other words, they are telling us that all the people killed in the north, the 30,000 that was massacred, all the killing of our people, 3.5 million, this man from the same tribe as Awolowo, is telling us that there was no pogrom. It's either this man is duplicitous or he doesn't quite understand English language. He doesn't know what a pogrom means. Because if this man knew, he would know that for a population that was barely 20 million to lose 3.5 million people is pretty traumatic. This man is from the same family that starved Igbo children, over a million of them, according to United States Senate report, according to Caritas report, according to reports by every verifiable independent observer of the atrocities that took place between 1967 and 1970. This man, a Yoruba man, wants Nigeria to be one so that these lazy conspiratorial people will continue to enjoy the proceeds from Biafra. These same people who lie and contribute nothing, I have asked this question time and time again. Can anybody in the name of God tell me what Yorubas have done for Nigeria? What has the Yoruba people contributed to the development of Nigeria? This man again continued to lie, because if you allow these people to lie, for Vanguard publishing this nonsense, Vanguard should not be sold in Biafra land. They are accessories to liars. This man is lying, barefaced lies, telling people that Hausa and Igbo people have been ruling Nigeria. Can you believe such lies? Obasanjo has been there. Obasanjo was the only Yoruba man allowed to rule Nigeria because he is the only one that the Hausa Fulani people can control. Those that doubt the power, the influence, the hegemony of the oligarchy from Sokoto should look at everybody who has ever governed the country. Goodluck Jonathan is an entire mistake, an accident. At no time was it planned that Goodluck Jonathan should become the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It was a mere chance that Cheradua died. Today, a Yoruba man who claims... Listen to what this monkey is saying. He is saying that we lost the war, the Biafrans lost the war, that the Biafra could have won the war, but we lost it because of tactical ineptitude. In other words, our high command did not know how to issue orders, or our soldiers were not disciplined enough to handle things. We are receiving report that our lines are a bit hazy, a bit noisy. We shall proceed all the same until we rectify it. Maybe our enemies are once again attacking our main servers and our mainframe where they are. We are switching over to another one. Of course, it happens for a while, then we switch over to another one because they can't stop us. What this man Isama Alabi is saying, he has forgotten that the Biafrans did not just fight the Nigerian army, that the Biafrans fought the British, the Americans, the Russians, the Egyptians at the same time. This man forgot to tell the world that Biafra lost the war because we were subjected to air, land, and sea blockade. This lying so-called war hero failed to tell the world that his own brother, Obafemi Awolowo, was responsible for the blockade that took the lives of nearly 1 million children. These are Yoruba people. Without Radio Biafra, people would have digested this nonsense written by this man as the gospel truth. That is the trick that the Yorubas have been playing on the minds of Igbo people, the minds of other Biafran people for some time. They tell you how to think. If Yoruba people come out now and say to people, oh, your transmitter is very good, buy it, they will rush and buy it. That is why they attend Yoruba Pentecostal churches. Yorubas use the media to mold the mind of an Igbo person that he became imbecilic and cowardly like them. An Igbo person will rather take order and authority from a Yoruba person than from their own kind. That is why this man is coming here to tell a barefaced lie. We want to ask Isama Alabi, apart from the 6-month stint of errancy with which he paid with his life, when has Nigeria recorded, or when was it that the executive powers rested in the hands of an Igbo person? Nnamdi Azikiwe, in case he is mistaken, fought for the independence of Nigeria from the British. He was not given the supreme powers. That power belonged to Tafawa Balewa. This is the problem with Nigeria, that people are not educated. They claim they are educated. They go and plagiarize other people's works. They go and copy what has been written by other people. They present it as original, as their own, and they claim credits for it. Because if indeed this man is educated, he will be able to distinguish between agitation for the independence of a country and its actual rulership in terms of where power lies. Isama Alabi is today telling us that the Igbos, and because if you allow this man to get away with this, people will accept it as gospel because it's been spoken by a Yoruba man. The Yorubas are the oracles in the country. Anything they say, Biafran people sheepishly follow them like fools. They don't reason. We fought Nigeria at Abagana. Before we fought them at Abagana, there was no involvement by Britain, no involvement by Russia. They didn't have Egyptian pilots. They didn't have mercenaries from the entire Arab world. America was not involved. At Abagana, let us ask this man what happened. Nigerian army was decimated, they were destroyed, when powers were at par with each other. We have the documents to show that the British gave help to Nigeria, allowed Russia to supply them arms, tacitly approved loans to go on with which to buy arms to defeat, to crush us, because we were against their creation. They were God. Africans, we are seen as monkeys who cannot reason. We were seen as people, savages swinging from tree to tree. How dare you question the creation of a European? That was where they came against us. But we are grateful to George Bush. We are grateful to Kofi Annan. We are grateful to all the people that made it possible for us today to be able to present Biafra to the world without fear, without favor. And that is why we say to all of you, wherever you are on this planet, not everything you read in a Nigerian newspaper should you believe. This is why we told you that Nigerian newspapers can never ever publish any article, any news that promotes Biafra. We are in court with Nigeria. Vanguard has not been able to publish it, to give it front page coverage. Biafra versus Nigeria Federal High Court Owerri. They have not published it. But they are more interested in publishing lies by Isama Alabi. You are going to fight somebody. And by the time you got there, you ask those watching, oh, please, as Yorubas will do. You see this person, I'm going to fight him. Please help me tie his hands and his legs, take off his clothes, tie him on the tree. And then when they tie that person, he will start punching you, as cowards do. After that, he will raise his hand up and say he has won. That was exactly what happened to us as a people. That was how we were defeated. Because we fought the whole world. It was a mini third world war. Every country on this planet, every major country on this earth were against Biafra. Why? Because we are God's own people. Anywhere you have people, it's even in the Bible. Do we remember what happened to Joseph? Because his father loved him. Is that correct? Yeah. The same way I love Malaysia. His father loved him. And people despised Joseph because of the love he got from the father. And threw him in a well. Is that correct? And said the lion ate him. Is that correct? And what did Joseph do? It was this same Joseph that saved the people when they came, when there was famine in the land of Israel. Anywhere God blesses a particular people, there is envy and resentment towards them. Yeshua is Jewish. He never formed any church when he was alive. Nobody can name the church he formed. But when you see the way that the Europeans stole Yeshua and named him Jesus Christ, you would think he's from Italy. He's an Israeli, a Hebrew. He spoke Aramaic, not Latin. He spoke Aramaic and not Greek. He did not speak any English. But they have twisted our minds. We have read what they have written so many times that we have adopted falsehood to be the truth. This leads us to our next news, because when evil persists in any society for very long, it turns into a way of life. We are telling you this evening that we have now gone commercial. The selling of children is now to order. You can place an order. You can use your phone and place an order. You say, I want a baby boy, 6 months old, a bouncing baby boy to be delivered. And then you bid the price. They are now going for 172,000 naira if you want to buy one. We told you so. Without Biafra, every manner of evil will be visited upon our people. God will allow the hand of Satan to be in every aspect of life, in every strata of life, in everything we do. Satan, Lucifer will be number one. If Lucifer is not number one, how dare somebody open a baby factory in full view of everybody? Come in and buy a child. In Igbo land. Batake zoro nwa. Nwake egondo bisi. Nwakaako. All the names our progenitors, our ancestors used to call us and name us. To remind us of the sanctity of life. To remind us that life is sacred and sacrosanct. Nobody should take it. Today, what do we have? As we are resting in China and having fun in China, we are building baby factories. As we are having fun in London, Igbo people are selling their children. As we are having fun in Tokyo, in Japan, there is a new factory opening near you, near your house, near your village, where you are, where you come from. These are the things we are against. The zoo is breaking up their line. Isama Alabi is concerned. Niger Delta people. People must understand this. Our cousins of the Niger Delta are coming out openly and saying what no other person can say. They are saying what other people are concerned and fearful to say. They are warning Atiku. Owazurike in his life can never make this type of statement. This is what happens when you have been compromised. You can't say anything. Look at what they are saying. They are reminding Atiku that the money you are making as a Hausa man is coming from the Niger Delta. You can't come here to tell us what to do. These are people from the Niger Delta. Nobody from mainland Biafra, nobody from Kor Igbo can say this. And this is why they are reticent about joining us. People say, oh, why haven't they joined us? They have not joined us because they look at us as people who are gullible, who are fallible. They give us money and we start talking nonsense. That is why we remind everybody that this radio station that belongs to the people of Biafra all over the world is and must remain incorruptible. They will try us and see. They can't even come anywhere. We are incorruptible. That is the reason why we go with every sinew of strength, of courage, every ounce of conviction in our bones to proclaim to these people that they are criminals. Atiku Abubakar is in the north, making money from the south, from the oil. He was the former customs chief in the zoo, taking money from all of you when you ship your containers back home. You made him rich. That is the reason why you can only import from Lagos. They opened Calabar Seaport for only one man, Dangote. Port Harcourt Seaport only serves the oil companies. Every other person, if you're from Calabar, when you wake up in the morning, you see the ship bringing in goods for Dangote. But you cannot bring your car from there. You have to go to Lagos
for what you shipped from abroad, and then drive it all the way from Lagos. And as you're coming, you're bribing customs, you're bribing police, you're bribing everybody as you're coming along. That is not acceptable. These are the signature headlines we're bringing to you today. And I shall go to Barrister Mamezu to give us his perspective before we go around here to listen to a few people and then go on to your calls. And should you wish to call us, please check the top right-hand corner of whatever device you're using. The telephone number is there. Please, Barrister Mamezu, what do you make of what you have heard so far? Barrister, can you hear me? Are you with me? Please do hold on for a second. I don't know why the same thing doesn't happen to Chidera's line. It keeps happening to your line. I am beginning to suspect you.
Now, Barrister, can you hear me?
You are a suspect, Barrister, but I can hear you because you are a proud son of your country. Please proceed. The world is listening. Go ahead.
You know, I'm so upset, but you're just making me to laugh. You made me a suspect.
Go ahead, please.
Director, once again, this evening, and of course, this is Alabi, is talking nonsense when we say zoological. I mean, this is a typical example. He is not isolated. Most of them do not know their history. I woke up this morning about 5:30, going through with all the information this Alhaji Asare Tokubo put into YouTube. The guy is a brave guy. I said it yesterday. If there is any single Igbo man that has said what this guy said, at least we would have been jumping up. But this man, single-handedly, every interview this guy visited, he made himself clear. He doesn't talk two tongues. He said the same thing over and over again. He's threatening with action, with anger. He said he can see the reason why somebody from the north should have a stake in his own land. Director, from 5:30 this morning, a.m., I was on to this guy's case. The whole information this guy put on YouTube, I cleared all of them till about 11 o'clock. I was reading them and listening to them one by one and posting to all my friends and all my relatives. If we should have somebody like Asare Dokubo, Nnamdi Okanu, director, and few other guys, including the Radio Biafran people, we will not wait all this long. This Alabi is talking rubbish, but in a way, let me give him a little bit of credit. He says because of strategy, that was why the Igbos lost the war. The Igbos lost the war fighting five big nations. Director, we should take some kind of comfort that just Igbos, just the Biafrans, fought five nations. For 3 good years, we held them in ransom. Let's take a bit of solace in what this Alabi was talking about. Let's not criticize him completely. Of course, he's a man who hasn't got any knowledge of anything. He doesn't even know.
Barrister, are you with me?
His history.
Yes, go ahead.
Remember the quota they have to get in order to go to university. Director, are you not hearing me?
Hello? We can hear you loud and clear. Please proceed. We can hear you.
Right. So, remember the quotas we have to go through in order to get to universities. The ones the Northerners have to go and the one the Yorubas have to go. It's not the same. So when Alabi is talking rubbish, don't mind him. We know his level of education and where he's coming from. But the bottom line, director, is this. Our people need to open their eyes. This Asare Dokubo has really made me proud of him. Somebody asked him in one of the interviews, why are you not campaigning for the Biafrans or for the Igbos in total? He says charity begins at home. He has to talk for himself first before he talks about the Igbos and the Biafrans. This guy says he has 4 of his grandfathers and mothers. He's got Igbo blood in him. He's an Igbo. But this guy emphasized the houses we need to go. They have to go. If all of us, we Biafra, say the same thing, this guy will be behind us. He's not like Owazurike. This guy has been in prison. He did not compromise. He did not capitulate. He did not give up. Why should Owazurike give up and turn around and start persecuting his own people? Again, it's the same thing I said yesterday. when you give an Igbo man, not all of us, some little money, they change their mind. Oazrico destroyed this new movement. That's why we are finding it very difficult. And that's why the people in America are finding it very, very hesitant to join us. Because Oazrico messed himself up and messed the movement up. Let's give others a chance to talk. Thank you.
You asked law in England of all places. We are protected by law. We have men of law. We have barrister Adolf Emeka Emekesiri. We have men of letter as well. That is why this movement is going to go far and wide. We'll go places because of such men. Because of those of you who are here today. Because of those of you who will rise up from here in China to proclaim to the world unashamedly and unapologetically that indeed Biafra has come. That is why we are here. I am happy with what I have seen in China regarding how we are going to go forward. In this studio, once again, I cannot begin to count the number of people here. It is indeed an honor and privilege to serve all of you as a servant. It is indeed a privilege for me to be here in your presence. I am deeply honored. Deeply, deeply honored. I'm very proud of each and every one of you. The Consultative Council here is doing excellently well. As I said before, and I'll say it again. Malaysia, Thailand, and China. These three countries will do wonders for our people. And I'm beginning to suspect that the way China came from nowhere to become the second largest economy in the world and set to become the largest economy in the world, so shall the people in China come to the fore of this very struggle. You people here will do us proud. From the way you have spoken, from the contributions you have made, you have done something for us today. Something has been contributed from the people of China towards the transmitter, and we are not at liberty to announce it. But they have done something. We can tell the world that our people in China, the Biafrans in China, have lived up to the expectations, and they are going to do more. A lot more is coming. Chidera, are you still with us? You were upset for the past few days that you've not said anything, that we're excluding you. You think that my closeness and love for Barrister Mamezu is getting in the way, that I don't allow you to speak. If you are there, please, could you give us your opinion, because the world is waiting, and this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I would like to start from my opinion of yesterday. I hope you don't mind. Concerning the people that were duped of their money, the people that donated Dr. Duped, the admission seekers, I wanted to say that, yeah, it's actually true that some Pentecostal pastors do involve themselves in such contracts, because when I was in University of Port Harcourt, I had a pastor who was doing the same thing. He said he had a church in Ukraine, and he could secure admissions for people in Ukraine. In fact, he actually did secure an admission for me in Ukraine, but I didn't trust that. I wasn't very comfortable with it, and I didn't go to that school, and thank God I didn't. So, for a fact, there are Pentecostal pastors that do that, and I think that's why you probably condemn them sometimes, and I'm beginning to believe what you say about them.
All the time. Then, for today, sometimes. I condemn them all the time. They are criminals.
<Go ahead. laughs> Yeah, today, we are still talking about the baby factories. I'm not happy yet, though. I don't know what to say about those baby factories anymore. I think our people have lost all their values and cultures. Igbo people of all places are now people that are selling their children, even placing prices on them. What a shame. The boys are more expensive than the girls. It's something that I'm very ashamed to even talk about. And that is why we need to get Biafra, because all these very embarrassing things, they really, really, really need to stop. Alabi is talking about, he doesn't even know what happened. I didn't witness the war for some, but I have read some books to know that he's talking trash. He doesn't know exactly what happened. Just like you said, we face a lot of world power, and we can't. Igbo is just one tribe fighting so many countries. How did he expect us to win with that? But we should still be proud of ourselves that all these countries were so, they were so threatened that we wanted our freedom that they came to attack us. That means there is something very, very special about us. And I want our people to bear that in mind, that we are very special people. We are God's people. And we, and if we concentrate on restoring Biafra, it will indeed be restored. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was our sister Chidera. And to add to this man, what he's saying, Isama Alabi is a Yoruba man, a coward by nature. He was born a coward and he will die a coward. Because any person born of Yoruba man or woman is a coward. I say that all the time without apologies to anybody. These are lying cowards. Very, very conspiratorial, if I can get this word right this evening. And they are gossipers. These are men that come out and boast of the women they have slept with on the pages of newspapers. These are a people that Benin people left Benin, came and conquered Lagos from them as part of Benin Kingdom. Named it Eko, called them Omo, which is a Benin word. The Hausa Fulani people came from the north and took a lording from them, Kwara State, and made it an emirate. Why Yorubas are talking, I don't know. Don't they have any shame? Why are they talking? The Biafran people fought against the whole world. It's just like tomorrow. Somebody will come out, or General Fonseca of Sri Lankan army will write a book and say, oh, I defeated the Tamils. The Tamil Elan, the Tamil Tigers of Elan of northern Sri Lanka only fell. History must remember this. Tamil Tigers only fell because they were subjected to the same conditions that prevailed prior to the precipitous collapse of Biafra. They experienced air, land, and sea blockade. After that, the Sri Lankan army overran their territories because arms couldn't come in. International forces were guarding the waters. They didn't want anybody to support the Tamils. That's why they lost. Tomorrow, Sri Lanka will come and write and say, oh, we defeated them in the war. The same thing happened to tiny Biafra. But only that this time around, we are in 2013. This time around, we can broadcast Radio Biafra from any surface on this planet or even on the moon. This time around, we are prepared. This time around, we'll hunt them. They will not hunt us. We want to hunt them down. This time around, if you think that you are somebody, you will come to us and then we'll deal with you. Every ingenuity, every knowledge, every intelligence that God gave us, we are going to deploy it to make sure that Biafra is free. We will be directed, laser focused until we get Biafra. So, my dear Isama Alabi, you are not a general at war. If you want to fight a war, please tell, let us, just like I've been begging them in Nigeria to have three football teams. We have one from Biafra, one from Oduduwa, and one from Arewa. Let's compete and see who will win. Is that difficult to do?
No.
Ordinary football, they're afraid of football. Let us see who will win. Allow us to open Port Harcourt Seaport. Allow us to open Calabar Seaport and you see what we can do. Allow us to use the coal we have to generate clean energy. Or allow our scientists and our engineers to do the same. You will see. Didn't Patanaji build something in Aba? Have you people asked what happened to that power station he's building? Has anyone asked here what happened to the power station that Patanaji is building? The English word is moribund. You can look it up. It's an assignment. It is moribund. I told them it won't work. A Hausa person to allow you to build power station so that your economy will grow? No way. They won't allow you to do that. This is Radio Biafra, where the truth must be spoken. The time now is 2 minutes past 3 a.m. in the morning. Am I correct?
Yes.
It's 3 minutes past 8 p.m. in London. 3 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land. This is your radio station. Please, you must take down the number to call because our lines are going to be open in a minute. The number is +86 156 250 5682. It's a very long number for China. +86 156 0725056882. We must remember that this radio station needs support to keep continuing. We rely on the public to support what we are doing. We rely on people to make sure that Radio Biafra is on the air. If you are touched by the Biafran spirit, not Nigerian spirit, because there are two spirits here at work. If you are touched by the Biafran spirit to support our endeavors, you know what to do. You will speak to the coordinator in your area. We are in over 32 countries around the world. There are Biafrans. We have mobilized them in over 32 countries, the same way that China is. We are formidable people. Let's go and take this call, and then we'll come to you one after the other to give us your views and your opinion. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? That line is not stable. Let's try another one. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Ifani from Sweden.
Ifani, what is your surname? Ahanna Gobogene.
Obonna.
Ifani Obonna from Sweden. This is Radio Biafra from Guangzhou City in China. Please go ahead.
Obonna.
Then continue. Obonna Ifani, please continue. We are waiting. The world is waiting. Please go ahead. He doesn't understand that there is a time delay, that the speed of sound is not as strong or as fast as the speed of light. When you speak and you want somebody to respond immediately, it means you are assuming that their voice is traveling at the speed of light. Our voice goes from here to London, and from London it is bounced everywhere in the world. So there are about 3 seconds delay. Please listen to our voice and focus on it. That is what is important. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Afambo, Mr. Emmanuel Nwokolo.
Emmanuel Nwokolo, you are welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, sir. Umunze, Orumba South.
Umunze, Orumba South.
Anambra State.
Yes, thank you very much. Anambra please go State. Ahead. Yes, go ahead, please, go ahead.
Adam Akop on Thailand.
We know that. Thank you very much. We can see your name on the system. Please continue. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Yes. Obrangere demo maka Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
Ifemneku bo maka aganiru njikota ono.
Please, I would prefer if you speak in English so our audience all over the world can listen. This is an international radio station. We are broadcasting to the whole world so they can hear our plight. If we restrict our conversations and interactions to our language...
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm so grateful for your contribution toward the acceleration of the Biafra state.
Thank you. Yes, I think we are. There is a bit of a delay. We'll be able to switch over. It doesn't really matter. Please, who wants to speak here before we go to take more calls? Because there are people queuing to speak to us. Does anybody here have anything to say about Isama Alabi, about Baby Factory, or about Atiku, what our cousins in the Niger Delta are telling the Northerners, when we ourselves are afraid and scared to say anything openly apart from Radio Biafra? Does anybody here have anything to say or to contribute towards what we are saying, please?
Thank you, Director.
Go ahead.
Before I proceed, I must to go straight to most especially our brothers here in China. I didn't know his name, but I have heard what he said. He was saying that he called his brother in United States and he told him that our senior director came to United States.
Yes.
And they interviewed him and said that he is a criminal. he's not fighting for Biafra. That is the same thing with Owasrike. And he's now moved down to Asia, where they have people that have not learned, people that have not passed through university, to people that have not even know where university is built in Nigeria, so that he can dupe them. My brother, listen to me.
No, I'll answer him. You don't answer for him. Please make your comment and then I'll respond to him. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. Please, I'm going straight to my brothers in United States. This is the reason why I said I must continue calling on you people to come out. We Igbos have not looted Nigeria. We Igbos have not given opportunity to have a presidential position in Nigeria. The people who have been looting Nigeria are the one now taking the blame to us. This is the reason why we all have to come together and see that we have nothing to achieve from that zoological country called Nigeria. You people have to wake up. All our brothers in the United States have to wake up. My brother Asale Dokbo, I love you so much. You are a strong man. But one thing I want to ask from you. I think it is time you criticize Igbo politicians also. I think it is time you tell them who they are. Because I know we are brothers. We need to come together. Biafra is what we need. What you are complaining today is what our dear lovely leader, our hero, Odumegwu Ojukwu fought for. For the oil, all the resources that made up Nigeria, look at eastern part of Nigeria, look at Biafra land, nothing is moving forward. We are lacking behind. We have to come together. We need to stand on Biafra. Biafra is our identity. Biafra is what we need. Please, my brother, it is time you start speaking about Biafra. It is time you rise up about Biafra. We are one. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. That is the voice of our leader here. Tochukwu Onunkwo, is an honor to be here in China, to see the people of China. There is something that they say in the village. I keep saying this every blessed broadcast that I go to the village, not in township. Ọchọcha mgbala sị na rọrọ ya anya. Unu ma ihe ọwụ? Unu amaghị. You want to run away and you said, oh, look at that child is cutting his or her eye at me. Because of that, I won't join them. You run away. Please, you will do me a favor of giving the telephone number of Radio Biafra to this very imbecilic individual. You will ask him that we will pay. If you give him our number, you give him money. Ask him to call his relative in America and ask his relative to call Radio Biafra live on the air and repeat the drivel that he said. I have something to say about this very individual. These are the people fathered by Hausa Yoruba men who are cowards. They hide and they gossip and they run. Radio Biafra was in the U.S. Before I traveled to the United States, there were cowards on Facebook talking. Well, Radio Biafra. I told them I'm coming to your wife's kitchen to debate you. When I got to the United States, I called them. They ran away. Radio Biafra had an open line, an advertised number in each city we were in. Why did these cowards not come to the fore? If not for Ekwenche, I would have cursed all of them. But Ekwenche is in Chicago. Our beloved brother, Dr. Justin Akujeze, is there. We have other people like Clifford Iranya, our principal benefactor and financier of Radio Biafra, Moses Nwigwe, is in Corpus Christi. Chidera is there. And a few other people. If not for this, we would have cursed them. These are people without shame and honor.
you are sitting in another person's country enjoying life and talking all manner of rubbish. You are too cowardly to come in the open. If they give me this individual's name, tell them I will travel to the US because of them to debate them. We don't want cowards in this struggle. The three wise men came from the East, not from New Orleans. They didn't come from New York. They came from the East. That's what the Bible. And where is the East? Where is the East? I rest my case. I don't discuss or debate with people who are of limited intellectual ability. I am an educated man. With an unimpeachable integrity and record, I castigate Owazurike on the air because he's a rogue. If you know what I have done, you come on the air and say it, because I am incorruptible, whiter than white, with a name and honor to protect. I am the son of Oku Kanu. Go and ask where we come from. We are not afraid of people, talk less of idiots. On this radio station, the truth must be spoken. If you want to discredit Radio Biafra by thinking you can address me or speak about me behind my back, you are mistaken. Come in the open. The telephone number for Radio Biafra is +86 156 2505 6882. Let us see the face of this person who is brave enough to debate Biafra with me. I have been studying Biafra for 16 years, non-stop, nothing else but Biafra. And somebody wants to talk nonsense because they are busy worshipping hamburger than worshipping God in heaven. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Turn your system down and give us your name. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from Guangzhou City in China, please.
Yeah, this is Charles Eze calling from Malaysia.
Charles Eze from Malaysia, you are welcome to the program. What would you like to say, please?
Yeah, I want to thank you, Mamde Carlo, and other people there in China, and also people in Malaysia and Thailand. I want to thank you all for your good work.
Thank you.
So I want to use this opportunity to comment on issue of Owazurike. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear.
I'm talking about, I want to comment on the issue of Owazurike and other people. But in Nigeria over there, they have...
You're moving away from your microphone. It is muffling up. Please speak clearly. You are moving away from your microphone.
Yeah, can you hear me?
It's better now, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to comment on Owazurike issue, because in Nigeria over there, they have Mazop and other things over the, in Nigeria. So I want to ask, if Owazurike is still holding the Mazop in Nigeria, because if Owazurike is still holding the Mazop in Nigeria, it will be, I think it will become a more problem. So I would like you to advise him to divorce, to quit, so we can proceed Biafra issue. I hope you understand.
Yes, I do.
So I want to know if Owazurike is still the leader there in Nigeria. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. From our last understanding, yes, he is still leading his criminal band all over the place. When Asare Dokobo is speaking, if you want to know how, you say, oh my, our people, from their fruits ye shall know them. If you read what Asare Dokobo have said, and what Owazurike have said in the past 2, 3, 4, 5, even 10 years, you can tell easily who is a freedom fighter and who isn't. It's very clear for all to see. If he says he's brave, let him broadcast the way Radio Biafra does, or say what we say about Nigeria. You see what will happen to him. People say, you've not done this. We went home. The interview I gave to the Sun newspaper, I gave it in my hotel room in Lagos. They came to look for me. I didn't go to look for them. they sent their journalist to come and see me. Their editor sent their journalist to come and see me. And I gave him an interview in Lagos. Radio Biafra broadcasted in Lagos, 89.2 FM in Lagos. We were hosted by Arinza Work, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspapers. That even Lagos XFM broke, talked about it the next day. Our transmitter is coming. If I we are coming home. They should wait. We are coming. And behind us will be hell. Fire will consume every evildoer. That's our promise to them. If you like, you run to Kafanchan. We'll find you. If you see, in the Antarctica, it's the only penguins that live there. You know what is a penguin? The bird penguin. Only penguins live in the Antarctica. Believe you me, if these men run to the Antarctica, we'll find them. Wherever they are, we will hunt them down one after the other for the atrocities they committed. I speak because there are 3.5 million people dead, and my obligation to them, Ugomjiha, far outweighs that which I owe to the living. On those 3.5 million do I see. Any day I wake up, every morning, I see their blood crying out in the wilderness. No proper burial. As the Bible said, because we have gone against God, vultures of the air will eat our flesh. And so did they when they were killing us in the north. That vultures came and ate. As our brother said, Simon Okoroj, who is a veteran of ours in Toronto in Canada. Did you hear him say that vultures were picking up somebody's stomach and was flying off? He never knew intestines could be that long. And somebody is standing on the bones of 3.5 million people to dupe the same people he claims he's fighting for. And people want us to be soft on them. Ishimebiekunu. Who wants to say something here, please? You go ahead and say it.
Good morning.
We can't. Your microphone is off. And why is that? It is off.
Good morning once again.
Yes.
Here in China. And good evening from the Florence and London. And good night to everyone. Once again, my name is...
Something is wrong with that microphone, please. It is too loud. It is hissing. It is too loud. It is either that or it's too close to your mouth, whichever one. Something is wrong somewhere. Want to correct it, please, before we proceed. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is...
Better. Go ahead.
Brother Okudeli Joseph Ude. I'm from Ude local government in Enugu State, Ude Town. In Alpha Town, I want to contribute on issue of B.C. Alabi, a man who said that Igbo and Hausa have been leading the zoologic of Republic of Nigeria, but they are still no achieve. I want to let him know that they are the people that always turn things upside down. Let him tell us how the Igbos and Hausa have been leading Nigeria for years and still no achieve. Or for him to say that Yoruba and Hausa have been leading Nigeria and they are turning the truth upside down and promoting the lie instead of the truth. In a country, if somebody said the truth, they will be suspended on his position or her position. I want to also use this opportunity to let our people in wherever you are, especially the China branch, that this is the time and this is the hour for you to come out and join Biafra. If you love the truth, if you want the truth, if you love freedom, because what caused the fight, I found out, is genocide. And when you read the history, and even as our father taught us, the same thing that happening up to today. A man, the chairman of the census commission, I read when, because he said the truth, and the Sudan of Sokoto and Coast said that he should sack. That will let you know that the same people that are leading the country, the same people that are controlling the country where you say it belongs. If you know what is making you bold and stand, say you are a Nigerian. Once again, if someone that's saying that his brother or his people or criticizing the director of Radio Biafra, here in China, you have the time to even come at the studio.
Thank
or
you.
Or come and see the director one-on-one if you are sure of what you are saying.
No, not one-on-one, in public. And ask us questions in public.
Even there may be a time, even yesterday, director was addressing many people here in China. When would you come out? And you still have time. To call China Mobile is very local. It's called local call, not to call United Kingdom or to call Malaysia. So you have the time, if you are right, if you show off, or ask that your brother or relative to call Radio Biafra on air. Let debate, because Radio Biafra is clean and white. We stand on the truth. If you belong in Nigerian, or when people turn the truth upside down and paint it, call it a lie, that's what you know, that's what makes that you want to remain a slavery. We are waiting for your call. Or if you want to see the director one-on-one, he's still here in China, in Guangzhou. We know you are in Guangzhou. But if you not do, that means you are putting yourself into a cause. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I agree with you completely. I agree with you completely and totally. We must go and take this call before we take those on Skype. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are, and start by turning down your system, please. Are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, Carlo.
Go ahead, please. We are listening.
My name is Friday. Apotinahawane Oloka.
Thank you.
Yes, I reside here in Italy.
You are in Italy. Go ahead. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to quickly talk about my dear brother, Tokumbo Asare, who is our cousin in Niger Delta under Biafra.
Yes.
He's a brave man. He's a brave soldier.
Of course he is.
We have people like that in Biafra land. But the problem we have in Biafra land is that we don't trust ourselves. We don't love ourselves. The belief of money is overwhelming our people. We should try to feed our spirits. Number one, I want to speak about the Biafra people. We are great people. I, for one, Friday, I'm a great soldier of Biafra. I'm ready to fight for my nation.
That's very good.
Anytime, any day.
That's good.
Because my father fought for it. Although they don't win, but this time we are getting it. By trick, by hook.
Any
means. The Zoological Republic, they like it or not, the breakfast are going.
Amen.
I told my senior brother in Lagos, he should be prepared. Like it or not, you are coming back to breakfast. And if you don't come on time, anything you see, you take it. Exactly. If I can tell my whole blood brother like that, I don't think there's anybody I cannot wait on to get breakfast.
Yes.
That aside, I want to quickly tell you something, Mr. Carlo. They call you Carlo, but I call you Nana Carlo. Nana Carlo, we need cleansing. We need cleansing in our land. We need to cleanse Biafra land first. Cast your mind back those days when men were about to war. They perform some rituals. They perform some prayers, fasting and prayer if you're a Christian. Why those who are on the other side of the belief, they go for a ritual cleansing. But this day, this is modern life we are living today. We need cleansing in Biafra land. We have to take out the bad heads among us. We have to destroy them first. We have to take them out of the land of Biafra. Let the Zoological Republic leaders say that we are serious.
Yes.
We have to start something. Something has to be done on time. This is the time. No time for talking too much, Mr. Carlo. I am hungry. I am annoyed. I'm deeply annoyed. If the result that we should all come back home and fight for our land, let's pass the mandate.
We are going let's to do pass. That. Hold on. Let me ask you. Have you joined our people in Italy?
Yes. The equivalent here in Roma, we are trying to get in touch with you, but I don't know what is happening. That is why today I said I must get through to you, Mr. Carlo. Please.
I am Carlo, not Carlo. I must correct you in case they associate with Tojos or Carlo, which is a crime of his own. I am Carlo, K-A-N-U, not Carlo. Carlo is my name.
Carlo,
yes.
Carlo,
short for Carmano Ozuzo, the god of thunder and lightning.
Yes, that is it.
Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Carlo, because even when they were not
talking, we did not get one. That's okay, my brother. Go ahead, please.
So, that of cleansing that, like I said before, we need cleansing. Because we cannot have the wrong heads among us and be fighting for freedom.
That
whatever we plan or agree with will be heard by the Zoological Republic leaders and they know how to pass us again. That is rubbish. We have to close our leakage. We have to make sure our land is clean. We have to be prepared from home because the necessity begins at home.
That is correct.
We have to begin from our own people.
Yes.
The bad eggs among us are our problem. You cannot tell me that we are talking about Biafra Republic for 30 years and Peter Obi doesn't know about it.
Of course he knows.
For crying out loud, what are we talking about?
He knows about it.
We should start something from our own land first. Let's start example. Let us see that we are serious. We have men that can do this. We have everybody that can do it if they were well-orientated.
Have you volunteered? I want you to volunteer yourself. If you go to Radio Biafra website, you will see a tab named Community. If you click on it, there's a drop-down button. You volunteer yourself and your services. You will tell us what you can do for your country. There is Michael Iranya is in Italy. He is our coordinator. Of course, Ekwenche is our spiritual guidance. We know that. They guide us spiritually. But for those of us that believe in action and action alone, you must volunteer yourself. You must identify with Biafrans in Italy under the leadership of Michael Iranya. Once you do that, okay. You shall be part of us, and God shall bless you as you do so. Thank you for calling Radio Biafra.
I will do that right away.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Amelchi Anthony Chibogo. Calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my brother, I want to thank you for your job well done. This is my first time of calling.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm greeting the whole people in China. Yeah, I'm greeting all of my brothers there, the whole people of Biafra. So my comment is, I just want to say a little thing about the guy that said, you come to Asia to come and dupe us here. We would like to hear from him directly. We would like to hear from him so that he will speak his mind, so that he will convince us that you are a criminal.
Yes.
So we will know.
Yes.
We'd like to hear from him.
Yeah. We want to hear from him. Thank you very much. We are pleading with him to come out. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We welcome that. We want criticism and scrutiny. We love it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. This is Clement Anyebu from Finland.
Yes, Clement, go ahead. Everyone is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. I was speaking with you yesterday, but the phone cut off. I don't know. I did not understand. The Director, I think it's high time we started to teach these our American brothers something. We shall ask them the type of certificates that they have in America that will lead them to talk nonsense about other people's certificates. In America, we know that they don't have good education. I live here in Finland. And here in Finland, we have free education up to master's level. All the Biafran here, they have one education or the other in Finland. It's free for everybody. So I don't know why the America, these our people in America should be talking nonsense. Is that because of they are free in English language or what?
No, it's hamburger.
Please. You should, please, talk to them harshly, because maybe the way you speak to them, they think that maybe they're still taking it rightly. Maybe you can use some hard words. You can find some hard words to use on them so that they can shut up their mouth or join the chorus. That's the thing.
Yes,
it's either they are in or they are out. If they are out, they should shut up their fucking mouth, because they are not really educated. We have educated people. Educated Biafran in Europe and in Asia. We outnumbered them. They are nothing. These people have been killing their wives because of money.
That is
they
true.
Go to Nigeria, marry a girl, bring the girl to America to make money for them. And when the girl refuses, they will kill the girl. They have been killing our sisters in America because they need the girl to work hard and make money for them. They are useless people. They know that. That is why they are coming to all these politicians in Nigeria, begging them for money. Giving them all sorts of titles because they're in America. They're lazy people. In Europe here and in Asia, we are strong. We work very hard for anything that we have. Anything at all. So they are very stupid. We should talk to them harshly so that they shut up their fucking mouths. Another thing is that about Wazurike. Please, Director, we shall do something about this Wazurike issue.
maybe a delegate should, maybe we shall send some people to him, to talk to him. If he wants to be a political wing of the struggle, let him make it clear, and then we should tell him the rules. We have PKK in Turkey. That guy was arrested, Abdullah, whatever he is called, was arrested in 1992 and was jailed for life. But they kept on fighting. They kept on fighting until they had this agreement with Turkey. The guy is still in prison. But
and they are still fighting.
That he wanted,
and they are still fighting.
And
they are still fighting.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, the Wazirika is such a very hopeless and idiot man. Because he was slapped with a treason, he wasn't even convicted. And then he said to tremble. He forgot about those people that died because of his movement. He forgot about them. Because he was slapped with a treason. Only a lawyer, for that matter. He could not even understand what it is to be, to be convicted, or for someone to be in a court and to be convicted. He said to shake. And then when they gave him money, he was, he said, so he can get this. This guy has living in a three-room apartment in Lagos. Now he said to see money. He forgot everything about the Igbos. He turned himself into a terror. If there's an organization in Igbo land, he would tell the federal government. They would destroy everything. He's now a thorn on our flesh. Please, if there's something to do, either to expose him more so that people will know and join this movement very well. People are very skeptical because of the past experience. People really gave out money, gave out their time, gave out everything they had for his movement. But everybody got disappointed and weak. Please,
are we going to give up
no.
Because of it? Exactly.
No, not exactly. At all. Uh-huh. Not at all. We shall not give up, but we shall continue talking to our people.
Yes.
To move on, to forget about him, to see him for what he is.
Yes.
That's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We must take this call. We must take it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. The world is listening. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Itanu Bob. I'm calling you from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I stay in Lagos.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. You are welcome to the program. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Please. Hello? I don't think...
Yes, Nnamdi. I am not hearing you very well, but... Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we can
hear you. Can you hear me?
Very well. I can hear you very, very well. Please, I can hear you. Can you hear me? No.
All right, dear. I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Very well. We can hear you. That is...
It's all right. Ma'am, I am dancing here over the contribution of our brothers in China. I can't control the joy I have, and I am praying as usual that the Chukwu Adeoma that made the Biafrans will keep enriching our brothers in China, will keep providing for them since they have remembered. Hello.
Yes.
Since they have remembered that their brothers and sisters are suffering in Nigeria, God will remember them for good.
Amen.
I sincerely want to thank our brother Tochukwu Onopo. I want to tell him that whatsoever he has planted, whatsoever he has sowed, to make sure that we restore Biafra, God in heaven will pay him back.
Amen.
I want to tell especially Nnamdi that our God will bless you. Our God will bless you. As you turn around the whole world proclaiming Biafra, our God Almighty will pay you back. Those of us down here in Nigeria, we are praying for you. We know that what you are doing, God is set to rescue us.
Amen.
We know and we believe in you. We believe in our brothers and sisters in diaspora, and we are telling them to carry on. And I want to appeal to our brothers in the United States. I still want to appeal to them. Maybe if they have forgotten their roots, I want them to remember that they came from Biafra, that they were part and parcel of Biafra. And whatsoever they are eating there, whatsoever they are doing there, whatever enjoyment that they are driving from staying outside Biafra land, it will be short-lived. It will not be permanent. God will bless them, but God will bless them more when they remember their roots, when they remember that they came from Biafra, and they come back to restore us, and they come back to to pay back to Biafra land what Biafra land has embedded on them. I still want to appeal to them that we are suffering. I still want to tell them that our grandmothers are being raped every day, our sisters are being raped every day, our brothers and sisters are being deported from Lagos. Even when we try so hard to build houses, to buy land in Lagos, this land, after a short while, will be forced out of our hands. Let them come back and restore Biafra. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if you are there.
If you are there
in the studio, I want to tell you, my brother, that God of the Biafras will enrich you. God of the Biafras will pay you back. Keep on doing the good work. Keep on doing the good work. Soon and very soon, when we have gotten Biafra. When we have gotten Biafra. I don't know. I don't know how it will be on that day.
I will dance that day in the public.
Thank you very much. I will not only dance. I think I'll fight myself naked. I will dance a David dance. Thank you, my brother, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I still want to appeal to the Enugu guys in China. I know those of them from Enugu State, especially those of them from Nsukka, I've not heard from them. I only had two or three names from Enugu State. Please let them come all out. Let them come all out and salvage us. Thank you and God.
Thank you. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, mommy, I'm the one from Nsukka. Hello?
Wow!
Yeah.
That is my sister. I am from Nsukka also.
Okay,
my God will pay you back.
I'm from Opi land.
You are from Opi. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We keep uniting people all the time because this is, yes, what you want to say, yes, you must acknowledge what she has said. Yes,
my sister Rita, thank you so much. This is Touch Kwanukwo speaking direct to you from the studio here in China. God will bless you. God will always stay with you over there in Zoological Kingdom or in Zoological whatever they call it. I don't care to know. God will be with you. God will strengthen you. Keep on the good work you are doing. You are great. I thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us for the very first time, that we are here broadcasting the message of restoration. We are here broadcasting for our people that they may be free, that we may be free. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening or good morning from here, because we are in China and the time here now is 3:42. Is that correct? 18 minutes to 4 in the morning. Thank you.
Okay, good morning, China, and good evening from Mozambique.
Thank you. Good morning from here anyway. Go ahead.
My name is Uche Uchuku. I'm from Omaka in the local government area of Imo State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes. I spoke with you yesterday.
Yes.
Like I said yesterday, I thank you so much for this program. You are doing a very good job. I must commend you.
Thank you.
Actually, actualization of Biafra independence is a dream of every sound and reasonable Igbo man. because we have lost so many souls in this struggle, and we can't let it go like that. But I have some questions that I would want to be cleared on.
Go ahead, please, and ask. We love questions here. I wish the cowards in America can come out and ask us difficult questions live on air.
Don't mind them. Don't mind those people that are in America. I don't know what is their problem. But whatever is their problem, let them go. If they want to run, let them run. But for how long are they going to run? For how long are they going to be servants outside their fatherland? That is their problem. My question is this. How do we intend to realize this, our dream?
We are going to realize it by following three steps, as we say all the time. The precursor to that is our transmitter, which we are in the process of acquiring and installing in Biafra land. We are going to hold a worldwide day of protest and demonstration to announce to every government, every major government on this earth, that there are Biafrans living in their midst. After that, we will go home with our volunteers, many of them, I must say. Of course, we'll cut some of them out because we are more than the required number now. We will choose those who are serious. We'll go home and drive away all the workers of iniquity from the house of God. We will make sure there will be no more elections in Biafra land until Biafra comes. And then after that, we shall go to confront our enemy, the Nigerian state. Basically, that's what we... It's a very simple three-step plan. Other people have 36 stages, others 25. Others have 48. Ours is only three. Very simple. We are about to finish number one.
Yes.
People must watch and see, because this is Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you is what we are going to do. We are not like any other. Everything we do is not by our strength, but because God is with us. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling, and God bless you.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Finally, I want an assurance, because like most people are saying, we don't want to be disappointed, because rap was rich, disappointed us the first time he came out, and he just spoiled the minds of so many people.
Hang on. This is what I don't understand. But so, because it was Rike spoiled your mind, because of that you'll be a slave. If they ask you if you die and go to heaven, God will ask you, what are you doing here? You say, I didn't fight for Biafra because of was Rike. What type of nonsense is that?
Not because of what I'm trying to say is that we need assurance, because we wouldn't want to be disappointed. Like he left people along the road.
But we have done something that nobody has ever done before. Before we came, the word Biafra was an anathema. Nobody knew what it was. We have been on the air second time around since April of 2012. If you type in the word Biafra. If you type in the word Biafra, it is no longer underlined in red. It is an achievement that if it was Yoruba people that made it, it would be all over the place. They'll give national award in Yoruba land. But because it's Radio Biafra, we are very modest, we say the truth. Nobody wants to give us an award. But God has given us our own award. Our award is Malaysia, Thailand and China. Because from here, Biafra will come. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you. You will give us your name and where you are, because this is Radio Biafra and we are broadcasting live from China. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe. I'm calling from London.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director, for the good work. Want to use this opportunity to talk up my brothers. And I don't think you have a sister there with you.
No.
We are in the studio with you. And all the friends in China, and for the good work they are doing. I want to make comments on about two or three things.
Yes.
One is the comment made by somebody from who was speaking to his brother, whatever, in USA.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to make a generalized statement, because I think that's
Please do. We should look in America. They are mad people. Please do.
Yeah, it was led by one person, but we should know that Radio Biafra started from London, and in Europe we have very educated people that have been listening to it before leaving, then went to Asia and so on and so forth. But the thing is that I remember that in those days when you go to America to study, that your qualification was not actually regarded as standard.
That is correct.
It was only changed probably because of politics in Nigeria. You know, people like Nnamdi Azikiwe studied in America. Eventually they started making people believe in American education. Probably at a higher level, the education may be sound. But the person who made that statement in America, I'm sure, is one of those people that don't even have any qualification. Because if he has a qualification, he should have spoken in a better manner. So let me dismiss what he said, because I don't think he's a serious-minded person. He won't be a very stupid person. But I would say that our brothers in America are quite disappointing. I don't know whatever. Just like you asked the last man, because he was really disappointed, therefore he had to be a slave. It doesn't make sense. We have to come out, no matter how much we are really disappointed, we have to still believe in this cause, especially when we have seen the openness and how transparent Radio Biafra is, and now they are pursuing this cause. I think that we shall get to the promised land soon. Soon. Then the second thing I wanted to comment is the person who the self, I don't know whether who made him a war hero. He thinks he defeated Biafra. He didn't defeat any person anyway. is it Alabi?
Alabi.
I can't even understand that man. Whether
I don't know
whether he's Yoruba or whether he's Hausa or whether he's Igbo, or I don't know where he comes from. When I read the whole interview or whatever, or his statement, I said, so is he the only man in Nigeria that doesn't know that there is that Nigeria commits corruption with impunity?
No, he doesn't know.
Not even blatantly corrupt. He is the only person I've known that said there is no corruption in Nigeria. That what is happening in Nigeria is that the Nigeria does not recognize those who are their heroes, and so on. That's what he was saying. And then went on to say a lot of rubbish, no genocide. I said, however, you know, I've always told you that I'm yet to know of any Nigerian that tells the truth.
None of them.
It's a fact.
None of them.
Maybe 0.001%.
Less than that.
All I know about Nigeria is that there is nothing that comes out of that country that is not a lie. They take lots of lies. You know, it's unbelievable.
It is.
And then I want to commend our brother, Asare Dokubo. I from time to time, I go to YouTube and listen to his interviews and so on. But because he was mentioned in the radio today, I want to commend him. And he is quite a brave man. If we have, minus Radio Biafra, if we have somebody like Asare Dokubo ties in Igbo land, we shall get Biafra within 1 year. I share with the opinion of some brothers that land has to be cleansed actually.
It has to be cleansed.
Because if we don't cleanse it, then we are not going anywhere.
We can't.
All these politicians are our problem. And something needs to give for them to realize that we are very unhappy. That we are not happy living abroad. We are very, very unhappy. So this is my contribution for today. Keep on a good job, and God will continue to bless you and bless Biafra until Biafra is realized.
Thank you very much. Thank you. But don't go anywhere, please, Dr. Uzokwe. You may be one of the people that the Americans are talking about. When I was young, when I left Government College Omaha, I wanted to go to Sewell Aviation Institute in Florida to go and learn to become a pilot. My father said no, that I did not clear my WAEC. I'm announcing this on air because we are doing good time then. I didn't read.
Yeah.
We didn't study, in all honesty. We didn't read. And we failed.
Yeah.
Some of us failed very woefully.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't read.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my father told me that those that go to America are those who are incapable of passing jamb in Nigeria. I remember very clearly. He said, if you're intelligent, you will go back to school and you pass jamb. And of course, I did, because I'm intelligent. I did. Yeah. I must say that. I went to UNN, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Please, you will tell the world what your profession is before you leave, because you have contributed in excess of £1,000 towards the transmitter. We want you to tell the Americans what you do for a living, please. They said we are uneducated.
I am a medical practitioner in the United Kingdom. I studied in the University of Nigeria before coming here. That was when university was university in Nigeria. I remember that during our own time, if you are going abroad to study, it's like you are not intelligent. Because the best students stayed back in Nigeria. It's only those who couldn't succeed getting admission in Nigeria that came abroad. But things have changed because Nigeria has turned from what it used to be to becoming a zoo. As you know it today, academics, health, everything has gone to zero. I am a medical practitioner.
What does it mean? What do you do in the hospital? UK. Do you clean the hospital?
I work as a gynecologist and an obstetrician in the hospitals in the United Kingdom.
In other words, you're a doctor. You're a very modest man.
Yes, I'm a medical practitioner, a doctor, yes.
Thank you very much.
our brother who called who made the careless statement in America is talking rubbish. I've been following Radio Biafra since 2009, and I have always seen Radio Biafra as only the source of inspiration to make me look forward to tomorrow, because as far as I'm concerned, if we don't get Biafra, we are nothing. We are gone. Our language, our culture, everything is gone. You cannot imagine that I, my mom, almost all the members of the family are living abroad. That's unacceptable. My mom has not been well in recent times. If we had a country that was functioning, I would have sent her back home. So that if she dies, she dies actually back home. But because if she goes to Nigeria tomorrow, the next day she may be a corpse. So there's nothing that is functioning in that country. So that is the truth situation, you know.
Thank you.
We all talk in this country abroad.
Oh,
so those of them in America are thinking that America is their own. They're only deceiving themselves. After all, America fought wars and built the country the way it is. You have to go and fight for your own and make sure your own country is what it should be. And that is the true situation. That is the true life situation. I know of many countries that fought for many, many years until they achieved their independence.
Yes.
And so we cannot be different.
There is no way we
as Igbos or as Biafrans we are not the same people with Hausas of the North or Fulani or whatever you call them. But the same thing with the Yorubas. We have nothing in common. I mean, the Lugard made one of the biggest errors of our lifetime. Lumping a group of people together, probably because he saw us as monkeys, and we cannot challenge, we cannot do anything. So, but we have to correct that that mistake in our lifetime.
Of course,
in order to die peacefully. Thank you very much.
Thank you. He is a medical doctor. You know, he is very modest. He's in Britain. You know, British people are very modest. They don't like to come out and say who they are. He's a gynecologist, an obstetrician. And people who are chasing hamburger in America have the guts to say that those of us in Europe and Asia are ill-educated. We'll go to take this call. Before we come to you, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Will you please give us your name and where you are? No, they are not. Please, we have somebody who wants to say something. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow brothers, dear friends. Good morning from China. Good evening in Africa, Nigeria, to be precise, Biafra land. I just want to make a comment concerning our sisters who have made themselves a chicken. A chicken in the sense that they have been producing children for sales. You know, I don't know what to say. It's an abominable something for somebody to have a kid or to have children and use it for business. I think it's now a lucrative thing. It's a lucrative business in Zoological Republic of Nigeria. You know, I don't know, but I will not blame them so much because it's the way they subjected us to be. There is no education, no school. If you can look now, the students are still on strike for 3 or 4 months. Nothing. So you will not blame the girls who have been subjected themselves to be a fowl to produce a children for sale. Now I'm just want to ask questions. The governors who have been who have been ruling them, and they know that there is something like that. After all, these people they have their own apartment where they are doing the business. They have their own place where they are doing the business, and they don't do anything. And also, moreover, the girls who are doing all these things, I feel that most of them they need the orientation, because some of them they don't know what they are doing. They don't know the implication of what they are doing. Because those children they are selling, they are using to make business. There will be time where these people will be looking for their parents, and nobody will dictate them, nobody will tell them where they come from. I mean, I don't know. But I just want to say, because some of us who are in diaspora, we don't know what is happening at home. We don't even care to know. Because of what? We are looking for money. We are looking for only for our, maybe for our daily bread. And we don't care for other people who are there in Nigeria, and in Biafra land. Now, as they are doing those things, I don't know what their parents are doing. Maybe some of them, their parents are telling them to do so in order to make money. In order to make money so that they will have food to their tables.
Yes.
But I don't know. This thing is an abominable thing. It has never been done. It has never been like that. It has never been like that.
It's terrible.
I don't know, but I pray that God will help us, because at times there are certain things that will be happening. Then it will become a tradition. It will become a traditional something. But I don't know, Igbos, things that have been happening in Igbo recently. I don't know how to put it. But I pray that God will help us to get this Biafra that we are looking for.
Amen.
And there will be no this thing. But I don't know when. When people are doing certain things, they felt that they are in the right position to do it. People are saying making babies is now a lucrative business, of which is abominable things, which is not supposed to be mentioned at all. But people are doing it.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Mr. Kamal. My name is Onyekachi Ogere, calling from London.
Onyekachi Ogere from London. This is Radio Biafra. We are in China. Please go ahead.
Yeah, firstly, I must commend our brothers Biafrans living in China, Thailand, and Malaysia as well for the wonderful good thing they have been doing for quite a long time now. So I praise them. I thank them. I've been following since you left England to the East. As you always said that we're going to get Biafra from those living in the East. For what happened in the East, like our young girls and some of our mamas selling our brothers as well, our sisters as well. I mean the kids they are selling. I'm not going to say much about that because we, people, Biafrans living in diaspora, that we have failed. That is why I don't want to say much about regarding about what is happening down there, because those people living there, they are in bondage. So there is nothing we can say now, because some of them, almost 100 or more than 100% of them, let me say that, is not listening to what we're saying. No matter what we say right now, they're not going to hear it. So I believe that I'm going to reserve my comments until we got our transmitter. So I believe that is the best opportunity we're going to use to educate people living down there.
That's
why I don't want to say much about it. Because anytime I see it on the paper, I cry, I shed tears, but I don't want to say much about that anymore. Secondly, I want to say something regarding people that call themselves the most educated people on the planet, that is those living in America. I'm sorry for them, because I know most of them, like what you said before, most of them did not pass their university education in Nigeria before they travel out. So I know a lot of them, so I don't want to talk much.
Because when somebody is going to come up or telling like what you said, it's a gossiping, telling people, why can't you be brave enough to pick up your phone? It's not going to cost you anything. I don't think it's going to cost you more than $10.
Even on Skype.
You make a call.
Free call on Skype.
You make a call. Yeah, say it on air. So people, see, let me tell, I want to define this thing to people listening to my voice right now. Celio, well, everybody said we lost the war. Fine. For me, we did not lose the war. Celio is a person who failed and failed not to try again. That person is a failure. If people don't know the definition of failure, that is a failure. But anybody who failed and they try again, that person is not a failure. Until you fail not to try again, that's when you're going to call yourself a failure. So we are not failure. People should understand this. What am I going to say again, like, regarding about the, was it Alabi or BC Alabi? I don't know what his name is. So he's a coward. There's no point of talking about cowards. People that don't know what they want on this planet. They don't know if they want Oduduwa. They don't know if they want to be in Nigeria. They don't know what they want. So there is no point of wasting our time talking about people that is, they, when they was born on this planet, they are cowards. And they will ever remain cowards until this world comes to the end. So I don't want to talk about them. But the only thing I'm trying to say is that I'm saying this now. I'll be privileged anytime they come back to the United Kingdom. I'll be so privileged to come to the studio because honestly, sometimes when I listen to the voice of our brothers living in Asia, those in Malaysia, Thailand, and in China as well, I feel ashamed of myself. You know, I feel ashamed of myself all this while. I've never tried to come to London studio, Biafra, to make my own comments or to make my any contribution I could. You know, so but I believe this time around, I'm going to do something about that. And secondly, I'm not pleading anybody to join Biafra or Restoration of Biafra. I'm not going to plead anybody. A lot of people plead. I'm not pleading anybody. You don't want anybody to plead you. Why must somebody plead you? Can you go and plead your father to give you your own rights? So how can I plead anybody to come and take what belongs to them? I never see it on this planet. Nobody plead to me to join Biafra. So I would never plead for anybody. If you want to join, join. If you don't want to join, live whatever way you care, you think you are. So nobody's going to plead for you to join. You know, if you're right, then you must stand up and join the force. So you don't need anyone to plead to start begging you. Nobody's going to beg you. You know, if you want to join, join. If you don't want to join, fuck off. That's what I'm going to say. I'm sorry for using that word, but people that are supposed to receive that, they should receive that. That's what I want to say. You know, Nandi, keep doing what we're doing, and all the Radio Biafra crew members, whatever where they are, I'm praising them. Most especially, I still want to say something regarding about the doctor that called from United Kingdom right here, Dr. Zokwe. You know, has been a wonderful man. I always like to listen to his voice, actually, and his contribution as well. It makes sense to me. You know, anytime he's on air, and as well, our barrister that living in London,
barrister Imam Mizu.
Yeah, because last time I listened to the previous broadcast, I couldn't hear his voice like what he said. Maybe you guys find it very difficult to connect him in London here, but I wish God would do everything that is possible for us, and it's not going to take quite a long time. That's what I used to tell a lot of people living in my area, in Greenwich right here, because I used to have a lot of fights. If I mean, because I told them, like what you said, Radio Biafra is what we worship. So there is no point of going to church, giving my money to people that is going to use it to do whatever thing they want. Then we have to get that money together and send it to Radio Biafra. There is a lot of people that need that money right there. And like what you said, that we still need to contribute a lot to still make our radio keep going, you know, so that we can be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Because any day we didn't listen to Radio Biafra, honestly, we are missing a lot. You know, man, keep doing what you're doing. The God Almighty is going to be with you and be with everybody that is involved in this struggle. At the end of the day, like what Rita Anneborg said, and maybe, who knows, we're going to be naked and marked on the street and give thanks to the Almighty God and tell Him, God, thank you for making our dreams come to a reality. I believe it's going to be no possible time. I know it's not far, But in not possible time, we're going to rejoice and give thanks to the God. Thank you, Nandi. Thank you, everybody in the studio right now hearing my voice. I thank you guys for what you guys. I'm proud of you people. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You're not doing it for anybody, but you're doing it so at the end of the day that our children will rejoice and say, yes, our fathers fought for our freedom, because we all need freedom. Because sometimes I hear what you people are passing through in the Asia there, you know, because a place where there is no human rights, people don't normally respect human rights as such. You know, I really understand. But in no possible time, we're going to rejoice in our land and kneel down and praise God Almighty and thank Him for everything He has done for us. Thank you, people. Thank you. Keep doing what I'm doing. I'll keep on listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. It was a very brilliant call. We have Pastor Levy on the line as well. Maybe if nothing will bring out the Americans, the thought of seeing a very beautiful Biafran sisters naked rejoicing on the day of independence will bring them out. At least they'll come and watch women who are naked dancing. That will bring them out. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Manmezu is with us very kindly. But we have also on the line Pastor Levy. We must go to him. Barrister Manmezu, you remain with me. Please stay where you are. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. We are overrunning, but it's all for good purpose. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Nandu. This is the Pastor Levy speaking from Thailand.
Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from China.
Please, I really upset by the guy from US opening his mouth and say that the people from Asia didn't go to school, they are uneducated, and you come here to fraud them. That guy should close his mouth. And I'm happy that you have come to Thailand. You even stay in my house. You even broadcast in my area. And the time you are going, you didn't even ask me for $1. You didn't ask me for $1. All you are talking, and all you have come here, stayed almost 8-7 days. You are talking about the unity of all Biafrans. You didn't come here for money. You didn't ask me for money. You didn't ask anybody for money. All you are doing is what we can do to be united. Why should that man open his mouth and begin to say that rubbish? Let him close his mouth. If you don't know what to do, let him go and close his mouth. And let me tell him that salvation will come and Asia people will help. What we are doing now, the only thing we are doing now is to get our atomic bomb being the transmitter. That's all we are praying now. And we are promising you that soon we will get it. And they will hear that Biafra have come to leave. Leave them. That hamburger they are eating, as you are saying it, have confused their bread. They are busy sharing our money with oil money with the bad leaders they have in Nigeria. That's why they are there. Don't worry, some of them, they are coming home. They will come home and see Biafra in a new shape. Let them stay there. Because I know they will not come back to home again. So if you are talking of Biafra of a thing to them, it didn't concern them. But I'm promising you that Asia continent, as you call it, you are going with a good news. I said it again, before the end of this month, transmitter will be in that Biafra land. It's only weapon we have now. I want to get it. God bless you and bless all the Chinese, our people in China. Please keep on, move ahead. Let's move together and work with it as a team. And I shall let this goal that is facing us now. That transmitter must be bought. We must get it by fire. We are going to get it and send it to the Biafra land. God bless all Biafrans all over the world. Land, keep on, move on. They will criticize you. Don't worry. Nothing of their word will come to pass. We are on God's side, and God is with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Keep on. Keep on.
Thank you very, very much. That's our leader from Thailand. You know, I love what the Americans are doing. I love it. I'm only praying for one of them to come out on the air. At least come on the phone. Chidera, you'll be listening. Do an advertisement in America. Tell them I will pay for their phone call. I'll buy them credit. That I'm begging them in the name of Chukwu Abiyama to please come on the air and confront me. I'm begging them. There is a disease called mad cow disease. Have you heard of mad cow disease before? It's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
if you cut any cattle that has mad cow disease, if you boil that very instrument, no matter the centigrade, fire cannot kill it. It's an enzyme, it's a protein. Mad cow disease. You begin to behave like a wild animal. It infected beef. You didn't hear about mad cow disease, that they stopped the exportation of beef. It's in hamburger. Go and Google it now. Mad cow disease in hamburger, in the spinal cord and in the brains of animals. How do animals get mad cow disease? Because in America they feed animals, the herbivores, which are animals that eat grass, they feed them meat in their feed to make them grow very quickly. Why? That's why they don't have taste. The beef they eat don't have taste. And in the process they ate contaminated flesh and the cows became mad. Namara. They ground it and turned it into hamburger. Your own brothers went and bought the hamburger and ate it. Some of them are like wild cattle on the street in America, on the streets of America. They are cowards. My God, they are cowards. I pray that one of them come on the air. I pray to God. These cowards that went to America and they didn't come out. They ran away. I was begging them, come, let's do program. They were running. I wish they can come on air. They will regret the day they were born. That this is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from Guangzhou City in China. The honor of closing this program this very day goes to Barrister Mamezu. Please proceed.
Director, thank you very much. I know quite a lot of people have spoken on this American men and women issue, but let me take a little bit of excuse for them. As you know that you won't blame them totally, because Uwazirike has actually clouded the views of many people. Please, I will advise and ask you to please sympathize with them. They will definitely come back home. They will definitely come back to join us. Uwazirike done quite a lot of damages that it will take a very long time to repair. Don't blame them. A lot of people are still gradually. Remember the guy who spoke with you on the air 2 weeks ago, asking you what you do, huh? What is your profession, huh? And the guy was in Malaysia, where you had an overwhelming support. Yet, he is the only one odd out, still trying to see if he can step in because of Uwazirike, because he himself made some contributions, thinking that Uwazirike is straightforward and upright. But of course, Uwazirike isn't. So many Americans also made such contributions. Please, Director, just be patient with them. I know they'll one day come back to say, don't forget about the prodigal son. Even the father forgave him. Let's treat the Americans that way. Don't be too hard on them, please. I appeal to you. On a serious issue, our people know that Biafra is on the pipeline. The Biafra we are talking about today is the Biafra of the latest. We have the technology, we have the truth, we have the support, and we have the overwhelming God's grace. We are marching ahead. We cannot relent, we cannot look back. As I said earlier, if only Asare Dokobo himself single-handedly is threatening and pushing a whole of zoological country called Nigeria, how much more the editorial board of Radio Biafra, how much more those in Malaysia, those in China, those in Thailand, those in Japan, and those in the Philippines that you visit, those in America, Russia, name it, Germany, India, Congo, our people are everywhere, Director, and they are giving us the support that we need. I said this again yesterday, let me repeat myself. Not all of us will get Biafra. The few, like some of those guys you are sitting there with, there are many more people in China. But how many do you have there? Probably 20. You have even many more that will even join you before you leave. Director, just be patient. God is blessing you already. Because what you're doing is yielding effort. It's yielding fruits. I thank our people who are supporting us. I thank our sympathizers who are with us. And I thank those who are contributing seriously for this, our transmitter. The transmitter will be bought. You said yesterday that a company wrote to Radio Biafra that we should come and get loan and forge ahead with what we are doing. Director, you can see that God is with us.
Of course he is.
110% is with us, Director. You say that you get afraid sometimes even to pray.
Yes.
Your prayers are working. Let me say this on air. We just heard that director on Benin Human Rights, Dr. Egemba, lost his brother. Of course, I've spoken to him, and I hope that those who know him should also ring him to tell him I say sorry to him. Director, today's broadcast is very beautiful. We will do the same tomorrow. May God bless all everybody that contributed. Those who like to hear the voice of Imam Mizu, may you live long. May Biafra live long. Thank you, Director, and thank all of you in China. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you very much. I am one of the fans that love to hear your voice because you make a lot of sense. Dr. Egemba, I have written my condolence message to him. He lost his senior brother. I have met his senior brother on more than one occasion when we visited his house, went to Abuja to go and see him. The most annoying thing is that his senior brother was a veteran soldier. He went to war. His name is Okute. Because when he came back with his gun to his house and they could not disarm him, Nigerian soldiers, as many of them as possible, could not disarm this man. His fame and his legend is everywhere around Ezinihite in Mbise. He comes from Chukwueze. Apart from the idiots from America, I have been very subdued because I know him personally. I have been to visit him on a few occasions when we traveled home to go and work for Biafra, myself and Dr. Egemba. Our condolence, our most sincere and deepest sympathies go out to the Egemba family and to Dr. Egemba himself privately. He sent a message on Facebook, and I encourage and advise everybody who can to please go and leave a message of encouragement to our dear brother, who is a fighter in this very battle for Biafra, who has been with me since 1996. Dr. Egemba has been battling with me since 1996, side by side up until today. I pray that God will give him strength and courage to endure this very loss. We don't question God because he is the creator, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He gives and he takes. Who are we to question him? On that we rest our proceedings for the night. And we continue to say that this Biafra is our religion. And on this radio, Biafra is where we worship. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. There will be no retreat for us, as Rita Nibok will always write on Facebook. And there will be no surrender. Biafra, we are going to get it, or we will burn everything down. Everything will be burnt down. If you are lucky enough to escape, we will come wherever you are and kill you. We are saying this on air, so that when it happens, they will say they said and they did it. You can't hide. We owe it as a duty to God in heaven to destroy Nigeria. It's a duty. Biafra was created by God. Nigeria was created by Frederick Lugard. The same way I ask human beings questions, the same way I ask God a very simple question. You and Lugard, who is the creator? Onyebuchukwu Okike is only Chukwu Abiyama. We ask you, wherever you are, to remain blessed, to be of good conduct and good character, to remember that this radio station that you own, which is yours, is incorruptible. That the same God that made it possible for us to survive a war of attrition, a genocidal war, a war of pogrom, a war designed to eliminate the children of God from this earth and survived it, that same God that made it possible for us to survive with 20 pounds each family after the war, that same God that gave us grace to be scattered all over the world, waiting for the appointed time to gather the flock back to where God gave to the ancestors, that God will preserve and keep each and every one of you, that God will bless Biafrans in China, amen, that God will bless the people here in China,
amen,
that same God, more importantly, will bless Biafra.
Amen.
Thank you very much for listening, and join us again 2 a.m. tomorrow here in China. Good morning.